In the Gold Prayer Book, let's see, please turn to page 34. And if you have the white binder, please turn to the first page titled Kadampa Center Prayers. And we'll start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Te Ata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Te Ata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Te Ata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. And now the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. And if you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis life. So let's do chant seven mantras.
Te Ata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Te Ata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Te Ata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Te Ata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Te Ata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Te Ata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Te Ata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha.
Now the four immeasurables in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn the page to 37, and we'll chant Chenrezig Six mantra eight times, and he's the Buddha of great compassion. And then Green Taurus mantra seven times. She's the deity of enlightened activity.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
So we're going to start our program a little bit differently this morning. Christy, where are you? So we have a couple of special thank yous going on, and then we're going to have a group photo. So I hope you all left today.
So the last week was our last class for children for the winter and spring program, and then we have this kind of in limbo because a lot of people with children during the month of May are dealing with the end of programs, end of school, and they get really busy. And so we offer something called Family Dharma Discussions. So after we're done with the group photo, if you want to come out with me, I'm going to help lead you guys in an intention and then talking about some of the things like how do we put Dharma into practice in our school. So, oh, thank you. So that's what we'll do for the month of May. And then in June, we start our summer program that's led by Vivian and Dorothy, which is hands-on 16 guidelines art-based program. So I hope you guys all get to see some of the artwork that the kids make by the end of the summer. But the volunteers have been here week after week leading multiple children in classes since January. So we just want to take an opportunity to say their names out loud and offer them a thank you, and even if they're not here. So I want to recognize Shannon, Dorothy, if you guys want to just stand up when I say your name, Vivian, Lori, Echo, Annalisa, Kelly, Colleen, Jory, Aaron, Sue, Sarah, Tim, and Andre. Thank you very much. Your commitment to the next generation's exposure to the Dharma is so helpful to these kids, and by extension their parents and their teachers and their friends and all the sentient beings they come in contact with. Thank you very much for making a positive impression in their life. And Geshe-la has a gift for you if you want to come up. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Then these will make it to everybody else as they.
Thank you very much. Yes, look here. Thank you.
Okay. Now here's an example of how we benefit from each other, because Christy did that so much more beautifully than I was going to do it, so I'm going to learn from her. And I have a slightly longer list, too, so it's even better that she did this really efficiently. So I'm Donna. I'm the spiritual program coordinator. We have a really, really full calendar of spiritual programs at every level. We couldn't hope to do this without scads of people who volunteer. It really is a demonstration of what Geshe-la tells us all the time, that Kadampa Center is us. And so we want to thank the people who really contribute a lot. There are also people who contribute in smaller ways, but these are people who really have roles where they consistently come and help with spiritual programs. So I want to thank our teachers for discovering Buddhism. And if you will also stand when I call your name and maybe kind of start moseying toward the front so you can get your gifts from Geshe-la. So we have Robbie Watkins, who's also our center director for life. Mm. Don Brown, Hemant Pandya, who is new to teaching Discovering Buddhism and has just brings a lot to it. Steve Smith, who is not here today, and then our program assistant for Discovering Buddhism is Linda Saw, and she's the logistics master who coordinates everything and makes sure that all the materials are there and everything that happens. And then we have our introductory courses. So our course leaders are Sandy Carlson. Sandy also takes care of our Sangha members when we have programs going on, and she's got this wonderful personality that really brings things to light. Karen Mastroianni, who also teaches Buddhism in a nutshell. She has the wisdom of being around for a long time. Patty Pandya, who helped us pioneer offering this class during the daytime. And she just completed a Buddhism in a Nutshell daytime course. And Patty also does a lot to help with Sangha care. Elise Strievel, who does a whole lot in other ways. Come on up, Elise. Don't give me that look. And Jim Sutoris, who I don't see here today. And then our Meditation 101 class, we have Venerable Lamo, who also leads the Meditation Circle on Sunday mornings, and she's the chant master, and she helps me in so many ways. She's really wonderful. David Maclis, who's not here today. Andre Smith. And Jill Marie, who's really dedicated to meditation so much that she also leads the First Saturday meditation and coordinates that whole course. And then we have our program assistants for the introductory courses. Sherry Harmon, who's been doing this for quite a while. Hetty Hollifield, who's also helping with Light of the Path planning. Susan Daniel, who is also helping with Light of the Path planning and is a rock when it comes to that. And then Julie Lewis has been a program assistant for Geshe Tsongpo's classes and practice sessions. And then for the Sunday Meditation Circle, our big helpers for Venerable Lamo are Mike Flaherty and Gary Mickey. Wake up, Mike. Then we also have our visiting teacher coordinators who do, they carry the water for us for visiting teachers and do a lot of work. And that is Susie Bohm. Linda Shaw also helps with that. And Laura Carballo has just joined that group. And I don't see Laura this morning either. And then when Geshe Gelug isn't here, we have Geshe Tsongpo, of course, and he's not always able to be here and lead Sunday programs. And so we have senior students who have really stepped up and offered some really exciting and stimulating programs on Sunday mornings. And those they include Karen Edwards, Denise Flora, and then we have holy days and holidays several times during the year, and these are always very special programs that take some planning and coordinating. And our helpers, our volunteers for that are Patrick McGinnity and Lori Robbins. And then we have a team that comes in. They're quiet like little mice, but welcome, mice. Who come in keep our altar and Gompa clean. And these are Sandy Mitchell and Neely Wong, who has also been helpful with Sangha care. So come on up, Neely. And then, of course, not everybody is able to be here physically for the teachings, but they don't want to miss out on it. And we are able to reach them thanks to the dedication and the technical expertise of our wonderful media team, Chris Baranski and Brian Dyer.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Brian.
And then last but far from least is my right hand, my co-planner, my analyst, my person who keeps me organized and says, what about this? You forgot about that? But in the nicest, kindest way, and has really, really helped me with the task of being spiritual program coordinator. And that's our dear Aaron Sloan.
I didn't forget, Adriana, you. I saved you for the last, and when you said last but not least, I thought, Adriana, I didn't say your name because you do teach the children, but you also do the hardest work that I don't ever want to do, which is organize all the adults to show up when they say they're going to show up, and you send out weekly reminders and keep the calendar for all the volunteers, and you've done that the entire year, but especially during the spring and winner, so thank you.
Good morning. So one of the girls gave me this long time ago, so I've been thinking every Sunday to bring it down, forget, because say be Tranquil? Tranquil. Frog's telling me be tranquil. Oi! This is my post station. Maybe please would you take maybe 1 minute or a few minutes to introduce yourself to each other, please. So what have we been talking last Sunday? So today, maybe I would like to are you familiar with Eight Verses Thought Transformations? Maybe we'll discuss a little bit about that, okay? Eight Verses Thought Transformations. Important of Eight Verses Thought Transformations. You know, so Eight Verses Thought Thought Transformations. Did you find Samula?
Page 161
in your gold prayer book. Yeah, of course. The meditation, meditation is very helpful. The meditation is very helpful to shape your thought. Or shape your thought, or transform your thought. You know, transform your thought, or change your thought. So meditation is very, very helpful if we learn how to meditate. So now, you know, meditation. So in Tibetan world, is like gom. So for the sake of knowledge, you know, for the sake of knowledge, next time if somebody asks you what is the meaning or definition of meditations, a Tibetan word is called gom. Basically means think. Or then become familiar. with that particular thinking, become familiar with that particular thinking. So Edwards, his thought transformation is all about, you know, as a, it's like eight different types of thought that you can become familiar. Make sense? Eight different way of thinking that one can become familiar in order to get immense benefit to your own happiness, you know, peace of mind. Just like Frog said, be tranquil. How? The question is not how. No? Even the Frog says, Frog said, or says, or Frog says, or said. Said? Frog said, be tranquil. It's a part of the mind. It's nothing to do with the body. It's part of mind. Tranquility is part of mind. So it was a thought transformation composed by Geshe Langri Thapa, one of the Tibetan masters, a couple hundred years ago. So there's like eight different ways of thinking, how to get immense benefit. Okay, so that's what is the thought transformation is about, how to handle the situation when you're dealing with the people. What kind of mindset you should have in order to protect your peace of mind, not just that, in order to change your perceptions. Don't just stuck in your shoes just to know how to change your perceptions when you go into the world, how to deal with the people, you know. So the people have their own mindset, own attitude, own way of thinking, own way of seeing things, different interests, different mental inclinations. Of course, they're functioning totally based on his or her own karma. We have no clue. Therefore, we cannot change how to change people. It's not easy. But you can change your mindset. You can change. Then indirectly, there will be a ripple of positive impact on the people. So that's what is thought transformation is all about. So now back to the definition of meditation is to gom, means, you know, to think. So then if you dig deeper of the meaning, so then making familiar with certain thought in order to draw benefits, okay? So now, somebody, can you read the first one? That is, since you have time, you should know less about it. You should do somebody, Tato Cheva Dzumbra, may I able to cherish other is like precious, wish-fulfilling jewels.
Determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, I shall hold them most dear at all times.
That is very much needed now than ever. You know, a lot of fears. So many unfortunate things happening in every corner of the world because of greed, fear, attachment to the power. It's a heartbreaking. So what do you do? You just say prayer. That's all you can do. Practically, no. Nothing much you can do. Then you pray every day. Hope that, you know, there will be some kind of like benefit. Then you yourself make sure you don't do that. You know, when you see people, then you try to see them as like something very precious, regardless, white, black, Asian, Tibetan. Every one of them looking for happiness every single second. Exactly like you do, same thing. So that realization is badly needed. That realization is badly needed in order to have harmonious, you know, communities, and that people feel safe, people feel good. So then every person put that Ed Rose's thought transformations into their day-to-day life practice, the world is going to be different. Now the Sintia Tamjala is in the world of life, then you do it with somebody, Tadu Chabu Zumba Shus. You're kind of begging that may I able to cherish others like precious jewel. Because of others, I can practice loving kindness, compassion, patience, generosity. Without others, these things are impossible to practice, put into practice. So Shali Devas, you know, there's different texts. This is in this text. Shali Devas said, this text also composed by one of the Indian masters called Shali Deva around 7th century, many, many centuries ago. This book has been written. Because your own enlightenment, in, according to these books, I'm not sure which chapters, but it's here, that your ultimate freedom, and everlasting happiness is very much dependent on sentient beings and also enlightened beings, equally dependent on both of them. So Shanti Deva was wondering why you show a lot of respect to enlightened beings and no respect to the sentient beings. Shanti Deva said, doesn't make sense. So that also needs to be understood. You know, without other, how are you going to practice loving kindness, compassion, patience, generosity? Impossible. So based on that knowledge, then you cherish other as a precious jewel. Or Dhani Sintia Tamjala Ishinubalera, Tenjo Dubya Sambhai, Tadu Chabha Zumba Shus. Not just today, all the time. Not easy. It's hard. But if we want to see a better world, so then we cannot give up. So we must try to change our perceptions, how we think about other peoples, other traditions, other religions, other cultures. Same thing. Every single person looking for happiness every single second. Is that true? Is that true for you? Yes. Based on that, there's no differences. Oh, that's the first stanza. Dala Sintia Tamjala Ishinubalela Vitunjo Dvasambha Tadu Javana Chyolam Odhina Kando Sudar Dobhese Dhani Kule Mendashi Shela Sambha Pabhaya Chodo Javana Zumbashas. If you remember this, you know, practice by heart. So first what you do, of course, you know, meditation needs to be done one way or another, in order to sink those messages into your heart. You need to do meditation. Without meditation, it will not sink into our heart. You know, you can keep the books right next to your pillow. Doesn't help. First, if you remember the material by heart, first, what you do review meditations. You review them in your mind. So when you become very good at that, you know, when you remember by material, by heart, you can review them. Then eventually you can analyze analytical meditations. First, review meditations, then analytical meditations, then not just reviewing the word, but contemplating what you're reviewing. So then slowly then concentration, meditation, when you reach to the aha moment, that's why somebody says in the Wednesday night class, that's Gila, how you should say when you reach to the aha moment. Not sure what that really means. Baby frog nose. Do you know? Something happens, you know, when you're dealing with the people, because you are thinking, before you meet with the people, you are thinking, you are reviewing this 8 words, your thought transformation practice. You're reviewing, and your interaction with that person changed dramatically. So then you say, aha, probably, oh, that works. That works. Voluntarily, not by, oh, somebody forced you to do, no, that it will not work. If somebody forced you to do, it will not work. It has to be voluntary. Voluntary? It has to be, huh? It has to be voluntary. Voluntary. Voluntary? Voluntary, okay. Voluntary. How is that about downtown? Oh yeah, voluntary. It has to be voluntary. Kan do suda dobe se dani kule menda si shela sama taba yu chodo chebo zumba shos. Genuinely, sincerely cherishing others. Putting up others. Putting up yourself, putting yourself up doesn't mean you go up. Is that true? Putting somebody up, maybe there's a way to go up. Put somebody down, there's not a way to go up. Probably you'll go down. That's what it means. Kandasuda dobeze dani gule mendashi. Voluntarily. Kandasuda dobeze dani gule mishela sambataba chodo cheba zundashios. That is the most important things than other any other things, what he says, what he says. So much caught up with that drama, meanwhile losing the point. The point is peace of mind. If the point is be tranquil, if that's the point. So if that's the point, that's the main things. So then based on that, then the perception needs to be changed. Putting up yourself up doesn't mean you go up. Putting somebody up, maybe there's a way to go up. Putting somebody down doesn't mean somebody will go down. More likely you yourself is going to be go down. Not necessarily, as I mentioned before, different consciousness. Different inclination, different interest, different way of thinking, totally functioning based on karma, you have no clue how you are going to put down someone. It's not easy. So then, Lamala, please read the second one. So how does translate in English?
When in the company of others, I shall always consider myself the lowest of all, and from the depths of my heart hold others dear and supreme.
What do you think about that? Huh? Good or bad? Is that reasonable or unreasonable? What do you think? Or something to be skipped? Should we hit the button skip for that or not? That's what we do. So if you don't like skip, let's finish. Sincerely, genuinely, that's what it means, sambataba. Sincerely, genuinely. Now the third one, okay, third. Jolam kundo rangula toji ni mujemada daje maru chebe na tsenda dune dokwa shos.
Vigilant, the moment a delusion appears in my mind, endangering myself and others, I shall confront and avert it without delay.
Peace of mind, tranquil mind, calm mind, if that's the principle for you, then how to reach there? There's questions of how to reach that level, how to enjoy that state. Any types of disturbing thought, many dead rise, finish. Tranquil mind, peace of mind, calm mind is gone, is finished. So that is profound meditations. When you analyze your thought, make sure that you don't give any chance to disturbing thoughts to rise. That is the profound meditations. All the time, not just, you know, when the weather is kind of raining, like cloudy, then you think when the weather is nice, you forgot, not like that. All the time, all the time you analyze, you watch, you become the watcher of your thought. No, you don't become the object of your thought, you don't become the object of, how is it, watch? How is it? Yeah, you don't become the object being watched by your thought. You become the watcher of your thought. You watch your thought all the time. All the time you analyze. You analyze your mind. That's the profound meditations. Okay? That is meditation. You don't have to sit down. You may think, oh, meditation, I need to sit like frog. How are you going to sit like frog? I mean, that's hard to sit one leg under, one leg holding here. I mean, that's the most difficult meditation positions before I start to teach. So one leg underneath the, what do you call, butt, that's flat, it's like this, then hand like this, then one leg bent and holding like, oh, that's very difficult. Not easy, so just forget about that. Even though you don't sit like this, fine. You are doing profound meditation because watching your mind. Oh, can you imagine? That mind, 100% supported by clinging so tightly on self, me. You know? We never analyze. We don't bother to analyze. We become so attached right from the beginning, according to the Chandrakriti, one of the Indian masters wrote this text called Entering into the Middle Way. In that text, first we become attached to ourselves. All of us. There's no exclusive. Nothing's excluded. Nothing's included. Every breathing, living beings, right from the beginning, become attached to themselves. That's the nature. Then from there, then my country, my body, my relative, my family, my country, my religion, my tradition, my culture. Then chains of trouble. When you try to analyze, what do you mean that I'm, what do you mean I? How you define self? See? Is this my body? That's what am I? Is my body? Or is my name? Or is my awareness? What is it? What is it? We don't bother to analyze. We just go with the flow. How you define self? Everything looks or feels so real, so vivid. When you're trying to analyze, nothing to be pinpoint. Even these things. You can go through shape, you can go through color, you can go through, where's the prayer wheel? There's no prayer wheel. Same like self. So that leads to, that kind of meditation leads to the practice of shunyata, emptiness, you know, emptiness. Somebody's not. Oh. So then doing that meditation, then you will reach the state that you experience only like, you experience something, what it looks like space. Space. Beyond word, beyond description, beyond thought. Unborn, unceasing, unborn, what is that? That is shunyata. You cannot express, rely on word. That kind of experience you cannot express. It's beyond word. It's beyond description. It's beyond thought. It's unborn, unceasing. It's there right from the beginning. The nature of mind. You could say Buddha natures. What happens after that when you come out of that? What happens? You see. Of course you see things. You see same things. It's not like, oh, you are not going to see anything. No, you are going to see everything. How you see them now? You don't see them like very serious things. You don't see them like very absolute, unchanging. No, you see them like illusions. But seeing is no problem. One Lama mentioned that seeing is no problem. But seeing with belief, that causes problems. Seeing with belief, that causes problems. No, magicians create something. According to the text, the magicians they describe is different than modern day magicians. Modern day magicians, they trick people based on something they use, card or whatever they use, Ancient times, they only need a piece of rock. They don't need fancy equipment. They only need a piece of rock. They can transform that into elephant. Because they probably do some kind of mantras, and they basically they mark the territory. Like say, okay, 1 mile square, 1 mile square. They kind of like do something. Could be they are keeping some kind of water on their table. That's all the essence is there. So then based on that, they kind of like create the territories. So the minute you walk in, your eyes already been tricked. You are going to see what the magician wants you to see. You are going to see that. If you are out of the boundary, then you may not see anything. You just see people, The minute you walk into their territory, magicians, piece of wood or piece of stone, transform into horse. Beautiful horse. What do you see? You see horse. What magicians see? Also magician also see horse. What's the difference? Magician don't believe what he or she sees. But you believe what you see. So because of that, all kinds of emotions rise. Attachment, aversion, excitement, all kinds of emotions rise. Once you find out there's a piece of wood, all this emotion will just disappear. Even though it seems like very vivid, very real, because it's just a piece of stone. That you are hallucinated, piece of stone, and seeing there's a horse, beautiful horse, and all kind of emotion rise based on that. Magicians have no problem with all these emotion things, because magician knows, magician sees, but don't believe what he or she sees. So this one Lama mentioned, I've been reading this text about shunyata bit by bit, that information is very dense. Dense? Mm-hmm. We're slowly trying to make it sense. Really make sense. Oh. Seeing is no problem. Seeing is no problem. The Lama said seeing is no problem, but seeing with belief, when you are driving on the highway or maybe on the road, somebody cut you up, or you cut somebody up. How is it? You cut somebody up? You cut somebody off. What kind of face you see the other person shows? Like that kind of face, like all kind of like face, like that person show all kind of face and say things. then you see that, then you could see this like theater, somebody just acting out. But no, this is very solid, absolute, inherent evil face. That's what we see. We don't see it like theater or drama. So then based on that, of course the anger do rise. When anger rises, all the happiness is gone. You yourself completely destroyed. That's what anger does. You say yourself is completely destroyed. That's very possible that you could see there's a drama, you know, that's all based on based on your perceptions. So Lama says seeing is no problem, but seeing with the belief, that causes problems. Just analyze, okay? Don't need to believe right away, don't need to accept right away, analyze. Buddha gave us full freedom to analyze whatever he said. We don't have to believe, we don't have to accept out of respect, that's not good. You only accept out of thorough analysis. That's where to accept whatever Buddha said. Analyze. So now analyze. Oh, I'm so unhappy. Just pause. Analyze. What do you mean, I? Analyze. How you define that I is so upset. Where's that I? Pinpoint. Do you not see that I in the body, in the name, in the mind? You don't see. So, you know, that kind of gives you make you think rather than just react right away, makes you think. Chalam kundo ranjula, toji ni moche mada bhaje maru, chepe na tenda dene doba shios. Can you repeat that word again, the last stanza? This is very important. If your principle is like tranquil mind, peace mind, calm mind, so these 8 verses, thought transformation practice will help you dramatically. Dramatically. Help you dramatically. No? First you do review meditation, then you contemplate, then you analyze, then when you reach to the aha moment, then you concentrate. That's how you liberate. That's how you free yourself from the problems. Okay, that's how you free. Oh. So, I probably, not based on experience, I don't have any experience. Don't think that I have a whole lot of experience. I have zero experience. I have no experience at all. But, do I do meditation on 8 verses of thought transformation? Yes, I do every single day. I do review meditations. I do. Also, no, some of the most of the time I just mumble the word. I just mumble the word. Besides the first stanza. Recite the first stanza, they're seeing the squirrels eating your fruit. Interesting. You could say the word, it will not help. If you don't think, you will develop, negative mind will rise. Squirrel, you're seeing squirrel eating your fruit. Based on that, negative mind will rise. Simultaneously, you are saying the word mean nothing. Nothing. When you think, it means something. When you contemplate, then not just saying the word, you are thinking. Your thought is involved. So then that is when you see squirrel eating your food, okay. No, so better, much better. Much better than running outside, turning on the water, catching the horse, trying to chase. this thing will not happen. This thing will not happen. If you are thinking, this thing will not happen. If you don't think, this thing will more likely will happen. So, can you repeat the last, third stanza? This word is very strong one.
Vigilant, the moment a delusion appears in my mind.
Okay, here, delusions, this is a fancy word. What that means negative mindset. That's what it means. Delusion means negative mindset. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Negative mindset. Okay, that's delusion. So,
endangering myself and others, I shall confront and avert it without delay.
I shall confront it then.
Avert it.
What is averted?
Turn it away or stop it.
Didn't it?
Without delay.
The word of translation is not strong enough, I think. Send up then your double shows. With every effort, make sure that thought doesn't rise. With every effort. That word needs to be emphasized. Send up then the Dhamma Shud. Send up then the Dhamma Shud means with every effort. Stop that before it rises. So, do you believe now? Not believe, so what do you think? Should I say believe? When negative thought rises, what it does? You can wear rope, it will not protect. That negative thought will not protect by rope. There's nothing to do. It will protect by thinking, different kind of thinking. It will protect. So, regardless, monks, nuns, we are all same. All negative, we all have problems with the negative thoughts. So these 8 words, this thought transformation, is the preparations how to stop them before they rise. With all effort, not just what it says, that's not powerful enough. The word is not powerful, maybe make more powerful. Send up then the Dhamma Shud. Send up means with full effort. Chalam Gondor Ranjula Toji Nimu Chambada Dajem Baru Chibana Send up then the Dhamma Shud. Nimu Chambada. Minute negative thought rise before it's like crystal clear water. That's like your mindset is like that. Crystal clear water. Minute the negative thought rise, it all mixed, murky, it become like very murky. Murky? Murky. You can't blame your neighbor, you can't blame somebody. We like to blame someone. We like to always like to blame someone. But that will never end. Never end. Rajing in the number 7, number 4, Rajing in the Simjan, the Dutabi, the Rinjeta, the Nebakarach in the show. This is one after another. It's all very, very beneficial if we do meditation on that. It will 100% protect you from any kind of like actions, like wild wave in the oceans. You become like rock. You become like rock. Rock. Wave. Can come and go, but you sit like rock. If you put into this 8 verses thought from into practice, you become like rock. None of this wild wave of actions of negative thought will not have any impact on your life at all. Rajing and messenger of Didu Tabe Nesong says, When you see someone is very unhappy, become very miserable, like screaming, yelling, what else? Kicking something, throwing something. What kind of thought they rise? This is very interesting. Once you find out, that person is mentally not stable, how you react? What is called? That's called disease called tourist. Tourist? Tourist. Tourist. Some people say a word again and again. Before you have no idea. all of a sudden you become like, wow, that's not really nice thing to say in the public. All kind of reaction, right? Minute you realize that person is sick, sick. What kind of mind, right? Is that true? It's nothing to do with the teaching. That's the fact. You know, if that you, once you realize that person is like making all kind of noise, and you find out that person is not mentally stable, or maybe have some kind of disease like that, tourists, you feel that your heart will kind of heart break. Your heart will break, knowing that, you know. But we don't see anger. All this negative mindset, we don't see that like disease. That is disease. You know, the person is very much sick with anger, you know, sick. We don't see there's a disease. When you, that's the main point. Rajing and this in general, the do have a little rejected the trouble, the never correct conditions. It's become harder and harder. First one's relatively easier, second one, harder. It becomes harder and harder. So now the question is, what you should do? Well, my principle is tranquil mind, peace of mind, calm mind. That's my principle, regardless whether you are Buddhist or not Buddhist, believer or not believer. Doesn't matter. We all have mind. It doesn't mean, oh, if you are believer, you have mind. If you are not believer, you are free of mind. That's not the case. We all have mind, right? That's the fact. So, what is another alternative based on that principle, tranquil mind, peace mind, calm mind? What is the another alternative when you see somebody's, I say, can you read that Lama Tsenza, Rajing in this
whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature and overwhelmed by violent negative actions and suffering, I shall hold such rare ones dear as if I had found a precious treasure.
That it has to be violence, you know, Rajin Ibasinjan, Digdu Tabit, Digdu Tabusunya. Here the word, they put in English violent, but in the Tibetan the root text, Tabu means like powerful problem, not just some kind of problem, very powerful problems, not just problems, you know. So that your word should be, instead of violent, should be like strong, how you say, can you read it again? Rajin Ibasinjan, Digdu Tabusunya.
Whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature and overwhelmed by violent negative actions.
Overwhelmed by strong, then?
Negative actions and suffering.
Strong negative actions, not violent. So that's probably not the best choice of word. It's not the best choice of word, sorry. Sorry to say, that's not the best choice of word. Best choice of word. To do tapo. Tapo means forceful. Powerful, very strong, you know, emotion rise. People say things, do things, all kinds of things. What do you do? As a human, what do you do? Not as a Buddhist, as a human, what do you do? If your principle is tranquil mind, peace of mind, calm mind, what you should do? Not as a Buddhist, not as a believer, as a human, what you should do? Because you have mind. That mind get hurt, that mind become very unpeaceful, very unpleasant. If your principle is pleasant mind, that's your principle of what you should do. Besides what Geshe Langri Thapa mentioned here, what are the another alternative that you should do? Rejected or Thapa Nyevakare Chintushu. So, so then, can you finish that sentence?
I shall hold such rare ones dear as if I had found a precious treasure.
Is that possible? So I didn't make this up. It's already been taught by Gimaritab. I'm just repeating here. Is that possible? What do you think? Is that possible? Or you can avoid the object. You can go somewhere else. If you can't do that, maybe don't stick with the object. Maybe go somewhere else. Do something else. Is that possible? If it's just possible, what it does? The question is what it does. Will that protect your peace of mind? Yeah, so you can like say our Dharma knowledge, our knowledge about teachings, it's become like shape of lamp, not animal, but shape of, has a candle, shape, let's say shape of candle. It looks like candle, but it's not candle, it's just, it's like drawing, painting of candle. All our knowledge about bodhicitta, emptiness, renunciation, become like that. Painting of candlelight, it looks like candlelight, but it doesn't have illuminations, it doesn't have heat. All here, it's all stored here, nothing here. Like that, like painting of candlelight. When you practice Lojong, mind training text, so then all your knowledge doesn't become like painting of candle, it becomes actual candle. Actual candle, which has illuminations, which has heat, then your practice will start to work. Okay. So this is called 8 verses, thought transformations, practice composed by Geshe Langri Thabo a couple hundred years ago. It does change your perceptions. It does change your perceptions if you have someone you label as an enemy. Before you are thinking about that person's head to toe is entirely evil. Time goes by, you've been thinking and thinking. Slowly, that attitude softens, change. You may end up praying for that person. That's very possible. That is very possible. That will definitely happen. In the beginning, no way. Just forget about praying for that person. It's impossible. But that will become very possible. So then when you encounter that person, you see that person, not just imagine it real, face to face. Not like here, but in distance. Not like here, like this. Probably not going to work. From the distance, you still see that person, that you think is evil, your perception change a little bit. Realize, oh, that person did something, but no. But that person is also looking for happiness. So then your perception changes, your softens. When you, it's really softens, you have more peace. No. Before, minute you see that person, minute you think about that person, you're just walking like a normal person. And you are doing meditations. See? So much emphasis has been put, oh, when you meditate, you have to sit like this. Maybe. If you want to do serious sitting meditation, do like this. First, learn how to sit like this. Doesn't have to be like that. You can be walking around the park, walking in the gym. But meanwhile, nobody knows you are thinking. This profound meditation you are doing, you get so much benefit. Okay. So, yeah, so all my friend, if your principle is like your tranquil mind, calm mind, peace of mind, so then Geshe Langri Thapa has so much to offer. So we do review meditations, analytical meditations, so then, you know, it will change our perceptions. Wherever you go. So, and then if you do that, that is the most success that we created. Having this center. Our center is success is not based on how much money we bring in. Our success of the Kadamba is based on how much people transform their attitude, their perceptions, open up their heart to every religion, every culture, every tradition, every people, every being, living being. If we can produce one person like that, that is our success. This is our success. So, then there's no... Therefore, you know, all my friends here, you try, you know, I also try every day. But, you know, of course you will fail, but don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. So, so then, at least, you are contributing something for the better, because the better, you know, better world, better world, you know, starting from your heart, better world, starting from your heart. So people who encounter with you, they may enjoy, eventually learn that you are not going to hurt them, they feel safe. So there's something that we can do as a human. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. So if you wonder it was a thought transmission practice, then please talk to Venerable Hamu and hear many people knows. So so then it's good, you know, I mentioned some practice. Then you check that practice and you look at that practice and analyze and think thoroughly whether that practice will protect me or not. You can analyze. If you think, oh, this is very good, so then please accept. Don't just accept because I repeat it here and Gishi Langitaba wrote. That's not good. Analyze, okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. This July we'll learn how to sit like this.
In the gold prayer book, please turn to page 191, and we'll recite the praises to the 21 Taras for all, everyone on the prayer list, and also for the obstacles to the light of the path retreats, as suggested by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, swift heroic. Eyesight, lightning, instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Sphere, runs to unload. Homage she whose face combines the 100 autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with thy rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden bloom on lotus. Water born in hand adorned. Giving effort, come austerities. Patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas. Action shrines without limit. Relied on by conqueror's children. Having reached every perfection. Homage filling with the Tade. Whom desire direction and faith. Trampling with her feet the seven worlds. Able to draw forth up. Homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Sandhava's Yaksha, homage with her threatened sound, disjoint both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left upright, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She with frowning lotus visage, who is fair of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with regal mudra. Light may masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of her full laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's. Homage she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon anonymous most shining. Amitabha in her hair, not sending out for sight eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze, like eon deadening fire abiding. Righteous weapons joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the vicious beast, she whose field is feast nirvana. Shianjawasomensoha, destroyer of the great evil. Hameshi with joy surround, tearing both bodies asunder, pieces whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to Ray with his letter, of the shape of syllable, hypostatic six of three worlds, Meru Mandara and homage holding in her hand, the hammer spoon of Devalek form, with five spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison, homage to whom gods and their kings, and the skin arose to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts, homage to whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Swaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion, homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisosa Sphere Yaksha, and raised forth to Pinture. These praises with the real mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Turn to page 119, and we'll read the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. I turn to page 46 and 47, and we'll read the dedication prayer from Master Shanti Deva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain, dispel the miseries of the world. Now turn back to 244 and 245, and we'll read the short long life prayers. The land encircled by snow mountains, you're the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chandrayas, the tinting vessel, please remain until samsara ends. And on the opposite page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama and Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat, please remain until samsara ends. And then back to the other side. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now Green Tara Mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo's long, healthy, happy life, and for the safe return of Geshe-la from his trip, and so that all their Dharma wishes may be fulfilled. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Can you bear with me 2 minutes? I'm going to say a few mantras. Okay, a few mantras. some of them for your health, and just hearing the mantra will have some health benefit. Some of them are for your longevity. Some of them are from preventing from untimely death. Some mantras, okay. So now please visualize bright blue light on your head, okay, on your head. So when I recite the mantras, then seven medicine Buddha's name, then please visualize that bright blue light fills your body and purify all the sicknesses, obstacles, increase your lifespan, experience, knowledge, realizations, like new waxing moon. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yatamba rasaya tata kataya arahate samya sambudaya teyata. Om bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate rasa samangate om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yatamba rasaya tata kataya arahate samya sambudaya teyata. Om bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate rasa samangate om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yatamba rasaya tata kataya arahate samya sambudaya teyata. Om bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate rasa samangate soha. So they are completed the medicine Buddha mantra. So now the mantra like Buddha of compassion, just hearing the mantra helps you to develop compassion. So, Chunje Mangaya Kundaka Tsoshe Tse Tsoshe Tse Ula Tse 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 Lola Tse 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 La Tse Tse Lo Namo Ratna Taya Namo Aya Jana Saka Ra Peru Tana Ya Chua Ranta Ya Tata Gata Ya Araha De Samya Sam Buddha Ya Tia Tata Araha De So mix up all the mantras now. Namo Ratnataya Namo Aya Jana Sakara Birutana Chuvarandaya Tathagataya Arahadaya Samya Sambuddhaya Arahadaya Samya Sama Namo Ratnataya Namo Aya Jana Sakara Birutana Chuvarandaya Tathagataya Arahadaya Samya Sam Namo Savatatakataya Arahadaya Samya Sambuddhaya Namo Aya Avalo Gidishadaya Buddhisattva Namo Aya Avalo Gidishadaya Buddhisattva Namo Aya Avalo Gidishadaya. Oh, so sorry, so not able to finish the mantra. So it will screw up in the mind, in the brain. So we'll recite a short one, okay. Om mane peme, 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 the long one. maybe not. No, not joking, so not remember, sorry. Sometimes that happens. Yeah. In July. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I think there might be one or two very quick announcements, and then we'll have an opportunity to offer a kata to Geshe-la. Oh, and so there's a Q&A for if you're a newcomer and you want to learn more. And it looks like we don't have an announcement, so please come and we do have an announcement.
Hi there, I'm Susan, and this is your Did You Know message for this week. Did you know that you can give a gift in honor or memory of someone? With all the milestones that we tend to celebrate in May and June with weddings and graduations, you can make the Kadampa Center offers an easy way to make gifts in turn, and in turn we'll send a special card with artwork by John Paul, who's done all this beautiful artwork you see and the stupa, to your friends or loved one. Recognizing a loved one is a great way to help keep our center vibrant and meaning and add meaning to personal celebrations and to honor and remember those you care about. I'm having eye trouble this today, sorry. Also, for ideas on requesting donations in lieu of gifts for your own special occasions, click on the banner on our website to read more. And as always, we thank you for your inspired generosity.
I'm Elise, and one way to start this process of practicing the 8 verses is to remember that we have a food drive throughout the month of May and June. When you're doing your grocery shopping and thinking of what you're going to buy to cook and eat, remember that there is many who are in food crisis and don't have that. So think of them, they get a little extra, and bring it here for them for the month of May and June. Also, please save the date, June 15th. We're having a work day with Habitat for Humanity. So when you're enjoying your nice warm house, think about those who don't have a good home and dedicate your thoughts to the energy of those who can come and help. Or if you have the time, please come and help us on June the 15th. There'll be more details in the future. You don't need to have a single skill. Believe me, I have no skill, but I could run and get tools for those who have the skill or sweep the floor. That's all you need to know how to do. Thank you.
So let's Alama Soka Pamaj? Okay. So let's see, that's on page 245, I think, yeah. So we'll chant the praise of Lama Tsongkhapa as we offer mandalas to Geshe-la. Katas. Ni me se we te chen chen de si di me gen pe wang bo jang pe yang gong chen ke pe su tian song ka pa lo san da te cha
Yeah. Came to the retreat at the farm. Oh yeah, thank you. Nice to see you again, yeah. So hello. How are you? Thank you, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, thank you. Thank you, Chris, thank you, thank you, thank you, yeah. Thank you for your card. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much, thank you. Oh, Heather, thank you very much, thank you for all your voluntary, thank you. God, hello, how are you? Oh, thank you. So, God. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Very good. Thank you, Ninja. Thank you. Thank you. What's your name?
John.
Okay. Thank you so much, thank you. Thank you. Oh, Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you.
Good, yeah. Thank you.
Well.
Oh, thank you.
Trip.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.